So just start by attending to the body. Noticing what's needed in this moment to support you in coming into this time of practice. If a little bit of movement, some stretches, a few sounds or sighs. Perhaps a moment or two of noticing yourself in the room, looking around you, having a felt sense of your environment, connecting to the space. Connecting to the sense of yourself here. And please take as long with this as feels right for you. And you might let your body decide when it's ready for your full attention. Noticing when or if there is a natural movement inward. And beyond any instructions that I might offer today, respecting what is happening for you in this moment, what is needed in your body, for your heart. And we'll spend a few moments with an anchor. And I'll give instruction based on using the breath, but please use whatever anchor works for you. So just letting yourself settle into the rhythm of the movement of the breath. Noticing its quality today. And just really let yourself drop into the center of the breath. To experience it from that center. Being moved by the sensations of the breath. Noticing it has its own life. Allowing your whole system, your whole body to be soothed by the gentle flow of the breath. Really letting it deeply nourish your cells. Letting its stillness and its flow permeate the whole body, sink into the bones, and see if you can sink even deeper into the simple experience of breathing. And now from this space, from the inside of the breath, opening to the rest of your experience. From inside the breath, noticing sound, noticing sensation, and don't think too hard about this. There's no right way to do this, just noticing your own experience. If you were the breath for these next few moments, noticing how it is to encounter experience. If the mind starts to have anything to say, wants to be busy or do something in any way, just let it go. It's not anything to worry about, just what the mind does. And sinking underneath the level of mind, back into the body. And you may notice there that experience is different. Without the filters of the mind, without the commentary, without the wanting and not wanting. That perhaps the breath meets things just as they are. And if that's not your experience, just noticing what qualities of mind might be present. Noticing how the mind is relating to this moment. And what filters it may be applying. And let's experiment with opening our eyes, noticing how the breath sees. Does the breath see things the way the mind does? Or when we are the breath, is it just shape and color? Can be easy for the mind to get lost in thought. As we look around our space, we may be reminded of things that need to be done. And again, just knowing that's the mind. And for now, just letting that agenda drop. Just being. And so now we'll shift our attention to the spine. And you can leave your eyes open or close them if it makes it easier to connect to the spine. Trusting your sense of what's supportive. And just really feeling your spine. Or maybe a specific section of it that you connect to with the most ease, or that feels the most pleasant. Or you may connect to the spine as a whole. But just noticing the sensations in the spine. And also how it shifts your experience as a whole to connect to this part of your body. And if this part of your body doesn't feel right to you in any way, please feel free to choose another. Again, there's really no right place to be. And again, letting your attention really drop into the center of the spine. Into the center of whatever you're with. So instead of observing from the outside, really being inside the experience. And when you feel like you are inside, like you have a sense of that experience, again, opening up your attention from that place in the body, being aware of sound. Sensation, even mind. How does this part of the body experience life? Does it hold back? Does it rush ahead? Does it push away? Does it grab? Does it judge? If you're feeling steady in this position, you might notice how the spine, or how the body relates to the mind, relates to thought, relates to identity, relates to emotion. Or if this causes you to get lost in any way, or to feel off center, then just dropping that. Returning to direct bodily experience. And you might open your eyes and again notice how it is to see through the spine or through the body. And so we'll shift again. And feel free to continue this exploration through a different part of your body, through the foot, a toe, your hand, your shoulder, your belly. But I'll be giving guidance based on perceiving through the heart. And so follow along with me if that feels right to you today. And again, just approaching the heart very gently. Wherever it is you feel your heart center in your body, it may be where the organ of the heart is, it may be in a different place. But notice how it is just to approach its edges. To start to enter its field. You may notice that it opens as you are just there with it. Just letting it invite you in. When it's ready, and at some point it may just fully open. To let your attention drop into its center. It's the gentle pull of gravity. The pull of the center of our heart. And if this isn't what you feel today, that's totally fine. Hearts can be tricky. Or rather, minds can be tricky. And sometimes it's not the time to drop in. There's a time for building respect and trust with ourselves. Such that our experience really opens to us in its own readiness. So just staying present on the edges or with another part of your body, if that is where you're at today. And if you do feel that pull, that invitation of life, of love at the center of life, just allowing that to really consume you. And noticing how you sense things in your heart, what you feel. And your heart may want you to just stay with that today. We really want to respect what the system is calling for. What love asks of us. But if it feels right, then we might again open our attention from the center of our heart, noticing how we experience life, how does the heart feel the body? How does the heart hear? How does it see? How does the heart experience the mind? How does it relate to fear, grief, despair, shame? Sinking even further inside of your heart. Really letting any agenda just drop. And for these next few moments, just see what wants to be. How does the heart move? And so if it feels right, feeling the body as a whole. Being the body. Noticing what happens to the sense of self when we just perceive as the body. No one meditating. No one doing. Just the body being. Life doing what it was designed to do. So as this period of guidance comes to a close, just noticing how much of a sense of self may need to be reconsolidated depending on what's next for your day. If you're on your way to bed, maybe not much or not at all. If you're on your way to work, just orienting towards your next steps. And not inviting the system to rush or to be abrupt in any way, but just allowing any movement or shift that needs to happen in the mind, in the body. Any sense of self that's needed. To really gently, slowly, just kind of land back. And perhaps letting yourself look around the room from that space. And when you're ready, moving on with the rest of your day. Blessings.